Simosakari Aaltonen presents for the Free Bundle Originals an overview of the Ray Bradbury Theatre. The Ray Bradbury Theatre. These words are a passport to magic for me. For 7.5 years, from 1985 to 1992, Ray Bradbury, one of my very favorite writers, had his own anthology series on TV. The first 2 seasons were shown on HBO, the last 4 on USA Network. Mr. Bradbury personally wrote every episode, each one of the 65 episodes. For me, this is a series that when I rediscovered it in adulthood after first seeing it as a child, it felt like I had opened a gate into a secret world, the same world that I occupied as a child. Nothing I had seen since those days had given me the same feeling as I got when I saw some of the scenes and heard some of the scenes, the music, the sound world, the actors, the moments, all the magic. I felt I was reconnecting and watching my own childhood. Such a strong impression had these episodes left somewhere in my mind, and more importantly, in my heart. In a story about a boy stuck in bed because he's ill, there's a scene of leaves being driven by the wind across the fall time streets. And that short scene, that short segment, held and still holds more magic for me than entire Hollywood films. Episodes of this series were filmed in several different countries, which gave it a scope and beauty in many moments that no other anthology series could rival. There's a sequence in the episode On the Orient North where the old ghost and his companion visit a graveyard in Paris, the Père Lachaise Cemetery. I went there myself several years after first seeing this episode again in adulthood. And I almost couldn't believe it when there was actually the music of Chopin playing at Chopin's tomb, like in this series, in that scene. Someone was playing it from their phone. Ray Bradbury proved in this series that he was one of the best screenwriters in the world. The dialogue is always natural, and there's never too much of it. He had the heart of a poet, like everyone knows, and he knew when to let other elements tell the story. He doesn't clutter every episode with endless dialogue, endless empty chatter. That makes every line of dialogue a delight and a reward instead of something you have to endure because there's a weaker writer at the helm. One of the joys of anthology series is, of course, that you never know what you're going to get. Not every episode is great. There are some episodes that were incredibly grating to get through, but there are far more ones that hold magic that can't be found anywhere else. At least that I've been able to find so far in this life. Although I'm working on it with my own stories as well. To mention some highlights from across the whole run, The Playground features William Shatner giving a great performance in a haunting tale of a haunted man, haunted by a playground and memories of his own days in other playgrounds, not fun times. The Crowd, where a man notices how quickly people seem to gather around car accidents. Where do they come from? Who are they? The Town Where No One Gets Off, where Jeff Goldblum gets off at a random small town to prove a point. Banshee, where Ray Bradbury gets storytelling revenge on John Huston, the director who treated him badly and bullied him and made fun of him when they worked together. The Fruit at the Bottom of the Bowl, with Michael Ironside giving a fantastic performance in a simple story of obsession. The Emissary, the tale of the ill boy stuck in bed and his dog, friend, and a kindly female teacher who visits him. The Man Upstairs, set in and filmed in Paris, about a vampire, the small assassin with a malevolent baby. On the Orient North, the beautiful story of the old ghost who is fleeing north back to his home country from a world that no longer believes in the supernatural. There was an old woman, an eerie tale of what happens to a woman who dies. There is a scare in this episode that has the power to absolutely chill you because it's played so convincingly and written with the genius insight of Ray Bradbury. The Dwarf, a carnival tale showing who is a big man and who is a small man, for real. The Lake, based on the first short story that he wrote that made him himself cry. The Wind, with a weather expert haunted by a seemingly malevolent wind. The Wonderful Death of Dudley Stone, where a writer may have found an escape from the hamster wheel. The Lonely One, about the summer day and evening, where you can feel the heat in the air and the beads of moisture on a glass of a cool drink. And as my final pick for this brief introduction to this series, Great Wide World Over There, a uniquely touching tale of pettiness and, finally, compassion and empathy for those less fortunate than oneself. I wish they had never stopped making this series, but fortunately at least these episodes are now all available on a DVD box set. For anyone willing to open a door, even though that door may not have been painted this year or last year, and even if the brass knocker may be a little worn at this point, behind that door lives magic that will nourish every visitor. I hope you find as many things to enjoy as I have. This was Simo Sakari-Aaltonen, and this was my introduction to the Ray Bradbury Theatre.